Train Your Mind What to Think by Amanda Eidelman, read by Ellie Johnson. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. The battle for a joy-filled life starts in the mind. When we are living a spirit-filled life, it is then we can more easily see when our attitudes or thoughts don't align with the instructions of Christ. In other words, in order to find joy, we have to be dialed in to the Holy Spirit. We must allow the Spirit to convict us when our thoughts don't align with the truth of God's Word found in 2 Corinthians 10:5, and begin to capture every thought. The temptation to let our thoughts spiral out of control is hard to overcome. All it can take is reading one article about some scary new study finding, or come across a piece of news that hits a little too close to home, and the mind can start to race with fear. We must use wisdom about what information we allow into our lives and how we let it affect us. These are the seemingly tiny choices that make a huge impact on our spiritual health, peace of mind, attitude, and ability to have joy even in the midst of a storm. Matthew 6:34 says, "So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." Focus your minds on the now. Engage with what we know today to be real and true. Only God knows what the future holds, and it's not ours to worry over. We defend against negativity that so easily creeps into the mind by kicking those thoughts out and replacing them with more grace-filled meditations. How then do we take it to the next level and begin to go on the offensive against joy-killing thoughts? By purposely meditating on the good. Here are some great ways to feed ourselves with positive messages that will push out the negative. 1. Write a daily gratitude list. Thank God for the ways He has provided for you each and every day. 2. Create a list of verses that uplift your heart and mind. Commit as many as you can to memory and read through them when you find yourself feeling frustrated or overrun with anxious thoughts. 3. Choose a Christian Bible study, podcast, or devotional to read through. Let the principles you're reflecting on that take the place of the negative messages that want to flood our thoughts. 4. Limit your use of media and carefully vet the shows, books, social media, and music that you consume. And 5. Evaluate your closest relationships. Are they encouraging you in your faith or reinforcing the negativity of the world? Set boundaries when necessary to help preserve your joy in life. Paul tells us that we have to actually teach our thoughts to obey Christ. We cannot be passive about what's going on in our minds. The way we win joy in the day-to-day is through training our minds to expect it.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.